Football is a team game, nay, a brotherhood. The connection between teammates on the field is equally as important as the bonds formed inside the locker room. The Pleasantville Trojans feel this way about everything they believe in and have instilled this into their culture, as head coach Mac Jorth explains to kick off this week's Football Friday Night Player Profile.
Probably the biggest strength we've had as a team my 3 years here is the team unity we've had. Guys care a lot about each other, they treat each other well, and they include everybody. So when we talk about being a team as one of our key team mottos or team values, it's really lived out very well by our guys. I mean, they spend a lot of time inviting each other to get together, spending time together, no matter whether you're the number one guy off the bench or the last guy off the bench, everybody matters and everybody cares about everybody. So when we talk about being a brotherhood and being a family, it's a very, very important part of what we do, and I think they do it very well.
Of course, individual accomplishments are undeniable. In last week's game against the Linville Sully Hawks, the Trojans struggled, trailing 8-7 at the half. However, their fates would turn around. Fullback Jake DeJody scored a hat trick. 3 touchdowns in the game, including the only score for Pleasantville in the first half.
This is Clark under center inside the Stubbs Propane red zone. Hand off to DeJody right up the middle for a touchdown. Touchdown Pleasantville. Jake DeJody 12 yards for a touchdown.
We kind of came together in the second half. That first half we were kind of shooting ourselves in the foot, but you know, we came out with an early touchdown in the third quarter, first play, and then that kind of boosted our whole morale and got everyone rolling.
And roll they did. Everything they touched in the second half turned to gold. DeJody scored on the opening play of the third quarter, then cornerback Colby Sandholt followed that up with a pick six.
Sandholt returning it inside the 20, the 10, the 5. Is it a touchdown? Is he across the goal line? Yes, rolling on the field, a pick six. Colby Sandholt about 25 yards on the return from Connor Maston. And that is another touchdown, 2 touchdowns in the first 2 minutes.
We had a rough first half, and we really had to, as a team, come out and perform the second half. And they were on offense, and we knew we had to do something big. And we showed up, and I made a pick six and really got the team motivated. And then as a team, we just really started playing together and a lot better in the first half with motivation instead of hurting ourselves with penalties and flags and everything we were doing the first half wrong.
The only thing that could have made the night even better for the son of the Marion County Sheriff would be another pick six. And lo and behold, that's exactly what happened.
He's at the 10. He's going to look to get to the near sideline. This is Sandholt again into the end zone for a touchdown. The second pick six of the game for Colby Sandholt. Another touchdown for the Trojans. The sixth one of the half, the second one of the quarter by Colby Sandholt. His second pick six of the game.
The first one was great. Felt really good just knowing I got a pick six. And the second one was even better knowing our team was rolling really well. We were playing really good on defense and offense, both sides of the ball, and the second one felt a lot better.
While scoring is important and noteworthy, all that matters is winning and having fun with your brothers. DeJody reached the end zone 3 times last week, but he felt the same way every time, that he was just trying to help his team get the victory.
I feel like kind of with the touchdowns, the first one is about the same as the third one. You know, you're always trying to get in the end zone, and you're just trying to help your team win games.
That brotherhood is sacred in the eyes of the Trojans. Sandholt and DeJody describe what it means to them and how they'll take that team philosophy with them into their adult lives.
Yeah, of course, that bond will always be there for the rest of our lives. We'll always remember these guys. We'll never, on a Thursday night, be able to hang out with our friends before the next day we go play Friday nights under the lights, so I think it'll stick with me the rest of the life.
Yeah, we're a pretty close-knit group, and I feel like we all get along really well together, and we really came together as a team this year. Last year, we kind of weren't as much of a team, but I think everyone is kind of bought in and kind of brings everyone together.
With their brothers by their sides, DeJody and Sandholt lead their squad in tonight's home opener and senior night against Mount Ayr. For KNIA KRLS Radio with this week's Football Friday Night Player Profile, I'm Colton Emsweiler.